It's MKFM this afternoon, joined by race director for the Milton Keynes Winter Half Marathon, Kevin Farmer. Kevin, how are you?
I'm Michael. I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. And yourself?
Yes, very well. Lovely to speak to you. So the Winter Half Marathon coming up in December. Tell us all about it.
Well, this is our flagship event of the year. It's an event, although it can be a bit wet, and we've actually been snowed off once, but it's generally actually quite good weather, but it's such a great event.
This is a half marathon, which is, well, you can tell us, how long is that?
Yeah, well, half marathon, 13.1 miles, one single lap, which people absolutely love. It's a gorgeous, most amazing city. And, you know, if you're part of this route, you have to pinch yourself to actually realise you're in Milton Keynes, because it's just beautiful and stunning route.
So what can people take in along the way? Like, what's on the route?
Well, it's the Grand Union Canal, for one. We run along some parts of that. So we go into Linford Manor. I'm not sure if you've been there for a while, but it's been completely revitalised. It looks wonderful through Linford Manor. Mm. And then got some of the old Knobby Railway. Not a lot of people know that the old railway between Wolverton and Newport Pagnell was called the Knobby Railway. And then, of course, most of the route is then following the Loughton Valley up towards the bowl and through Teardrops. Beautiful, beautiful part of the route there. And then there is a little climb up to the Milton Keynes College, but then there's a wonderful drop down to Wolverton on the Green. And then from Wolverton on the Green along the canal, Grand Union Canal, and then drop down through the one. I don't know if you've been up to Newlands lately, but they turn it into a really beautiful spot back now.
I mean, it sounds like a fab route. Taking place in December, so going to have that really nice wintry feel across Milton Keynes as well.
Absolutely. Down at the, and of course, you know, we've got Willand Lake, stunning. And the backdrop is actually the Wheel as well. So it's on nice. That where the Wheel is the start and finish.
Of course, anyone who finishes gets the pride of knowing they've completed the route. But what else do people get who cross the finish line?
Well, we've actually managed to get the biggest medal ever. I mean, it is the biggest and most stunning medal. I think it was a bit of a race to get the biggest medal, but we think we've achieved it for our event. So it's a stunning medal designed by the guys here, fantastic team. But also we get a running bag, and then we're at the moment still pulling goodies together, but there's going to be some really nice little things sort of at the finish area. We've even got an athlete there that they can go and chill out and relax and just chat about their good stories or their less good stories if they didn't get the PB they was after.
But the atmosphere is going to be great, isn't it? Isn't it?
It's always great. Well, you guys are going to be there as well, so it's going to be even better.
And there's a pack that each runner is going to get as well, isn't there?
Yeah, not being posted out this year for various reasons, i.e. the strike. So, but you can pick your packs up and running, and then on the day before, on the Saturday, they can be picked up from the venue at Willand Lake. And the nice thing, if you do come to Willand Lake, Running Hub are actually going to be running a nice little 5K loosener for everybody.
Oh, fantastic. So you can train with your fellow marathon runners the day before.
Exactly. And the Running Hub are actually doing all the pacemaking on the actual race day itself as well. So it's a good chance to meet your pacemaker, maybe.
Fantastic. Yeah, so get involved in that as well. And can anyone take part in this?
Yeah, anyone from 17 and over. You can't do it. It's an official 3 hours race, so power of 10 and all that. You know, the top end runners like to make sure it's on the power of 10. We've got some really good front end elite athletes. But what's really nice about run events, you can have an elite athlete and you can have somebody, running round in their own time for whatever course, yeah. or thing is. That's the nice thing about open running. It's just amazing.
It's a combination of everything. So it's Sunday, 11th of December. You've got about 5 weeks to get your training in if you do want to take part. I know you've got loads of volunteers for this already, but can people come along and just cheer on the runners on the day?
Yeah, it's amazing. The support this year from the local community has been amazing. And we're actually full in terms of marshal spots, which is the first time in a long time that we've got to that position.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to go and find part of the route and cheer people on, that would be amazing, because at the end of the day, people go away from Milton Keynes knowing what a wonderful city, that not just the city itself, but the people in the city. So cheering people on would be amazing if they could do it.
Absolutely. So date for your diary, Sunday, 11th of December. Get your running shoes on, or if you're not a runner yourself, come along and cheer on all the runners in the MK Winter Half Marathon. And Kevin is race director. Kevin, wish you all the best with it.
All right. Cheers, Michael.